ואלה שמויס בני ישוע הבוים מצרימו איס יעקב אישו ואיסו בויו איס דה שמויס בני ישוע הבוים מצרימו איס יעקב אישו ואיסו בויו דה סחולה דה בגינינג of the Golas Mitzrayim starts this week's Ve'eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael Aboyim Mitzrayimo Yishakoy Vishu Beisu Bo came down to Mitzrayim. They were Aboyim Mitzrayimo. The Pasuk says Aboyim Mitzrayimo. They came down as a matzah of boim. But they got sucked in. Before she bring down, Yisrael became integrated with the goyim. After Misas Yosef Chaladora Zuhu, that integration caused the mitzvahs of anti-Semitism, everybody say, the world, v'yoko melechodo, shamitzvah, v'shalo yohad esi yosef. It's okay, the more that we're mischaber to the goy, the more that we try to be like the goy, Kodesh Baruch Hu made a gzeira, that we have to be separate, we have to be different. We have to be, we're a different nation. And the more we try to be, it's vayokom elachodo shashalo yad as Yosef. Nischachu kazei roisav. I am the base alevi. Vezeh nidvig yisoid bevoisa. That's the whole aschos haparsha. The mitzius. It's not of stamik zayir bevoisa. The mitzius is only brought about by bnei Yisrael poru vayishvitzu vayirvu vayatzum ba'oid ba'oid. That they filled up with the theaters and the circuses. They got together, they mixed, they mingled. That's the only way. Well, that's the mitzvah of Yoko Melech Chodesh. There's no other reason for Yoko Melech Chodesh. Yoko Melech Chodesh, the Schadshuk Zeroysov, is only because we try to be like the goy. But the Melech Oretz Oysom. Do the maisim of the goy and we act, we try to connect the voice. I'm Yisrael's Lavoda Dishka. It's very, very important to know the voice. And the Mitzvah is that we grew up in the lands, we grew up in places where there's a scarvis. The Mitzvah is a scarvis. But the scarvis is not something healthy, Rabbi Yisrael. The more we try to be like the goy, everybody said, the more the goy will come to repulse us, everybody said. So we keep our identity, everybody said. That's for Eile Shmois B'nai Yisrael. Shmois, we keep our identity, the name, we keep who we are, everybody said. The more we lose our identity, the more our identity is lost, we lose our identity as Yidin, everybody said. That's for Yoko Melech Chodesh. The way if we try to be Mischadish, we try to make it as Chadshus and our Yiddishkeit, everybody said. But Yiddishkeit has to is done in a way that it's a new generation. When is it this generation? We have to be with the times. We have to mix and mingle. We have to act like the goy, be like the goy. Then the goy will be mischadish against us. V'yokum el chodesh v'lo yod es yosef. But why? So we want to speak. That's about an important yisoy b'boisav in this week's parasha, which has its many, many offshoots in the parish of Rabbi Yisai. In the Yisoy Rabbi Yisai, we know that the Yigansa, the Metzias of this Yigiridli Mitzrayim, manifested itself in a Yitzias from Mitzrayim, Besoif. And that manifestation of that Yitzias Mitzrayim is expressed in the Miyantif from Pesach. As we know, Pesach is all about Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, the name of Pesach, obviously it's brought out Shai Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what's Mulach of that name? Why is that the name that describes the Yisoid from Yitzias Mitzrayim? Secondly, we have to understand the Chazal, the Avdenezer brings in Zakhtom, but the Gleital, the Medrish, and the Medrish, but the Chazal, I could find the Chazal, the Medrish. By Yavir of Yitzrayim, the Chazal, they made Klai Yisrael work very hard. Bechoymer, Velevenim, Vechol Avoyd, Vakosher. Chazal Dash, and Bechoymer, Zakal Bechoymer. Velevenim, Zuli Ben Halacha. Chol Avoyd, Basada, Zubraisis. Very interesting, Dorosh Rosh and Chazal. Vayimoraz and Bachoymer and Levehim, they made them work difficultly. Bachoymer, Chaymer is with the tar, Chaymer is the stuff, the material that they used to build the build. Bivvainim with the bricks, Bachoymer all the soda, Pashtas, it means they were building big cities, so they had with the materials. Chazal Darshan, the choim is called the choim, the veinim. What's the pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that's mitzuva to be the Moshiach and Shal Yisrael. The Moshiach and Shal Yisrael, so much that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mamish. It's a very hard parish in this week's parish of Moshe Rabbeinu. Goes into shakla v'tayi with the Ibn Shal Olam to go, and the Ibn Shal wants Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu to go. Moshe Rabbeinu finally refuses, and he's punished. He's taken away kahuna from him. The kahuna is taken away, given to Aaron, and he gets Levi. When Sefer Sankarish brought Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe Rabbeinu had to. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka the Moshe Yan Shal Yisrael? Weiter, Rabbi Yisai, before the Shmer Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu, before he's Moshe Rabbeinu, is found, he grows up in the palace of Paroi. He goes out one day and he sees Shnei Mitzrim, the Yivrim, no, before the Yivrim, he sees a Mitzri killing, hurting, harming, giving oynesh to a Ivri, and the Maisim, Moshe Rabbeinu kills him. He kills him, Moshe Mafurish, which is beer Otsum. But Soiva Shaldava, Moshe Rabbeinu, the next day he sees the two Ivri fighting, and he says, Loma Osaka Reyecho. Why are you fighting with Reyecho? Vayoyme Misomcho, they say, Lisha Avioyo, they are Ogiri Atoyme. The Klai Yisrael was punished by Avodah Zarah because Shema Umos. Avaroy Ani Shem Ruyim Lekach. I see their Ruyim Lekach. Why? Because Ochein Noi Da Adover. And the Medrash says, before Rashi says, Vayira Moisho, Doag La Shorob Yisrael Rishoyl Dal Toiri. Yata Shem Ani Ruyim Ligoyal. Maybe they're not Royal Ligoyal. Ochein Noi Da Adover. Now I understand everything. It's all Mavura to me. This tremendous punishment, Bechoymer of Levenim, this tremendous punishment, this mamish, oinid mamish, Rachman, we speak about the Sipu Yisrael Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisrael, the Mice, the Sipu Yisrael Mitzrayim, all night we're talking about, we start off with the tremendous Vayavidu Beferach, mamish, with the mamish, oinshim gedoylem, with Yisurim gedoylem, little babies taken and thrown into the Yamsuf. The Nilus, Mamish, they go after little kids, and tremendous Oinshim, the Yisurim, the Neuroim, the Floyim, Vosepis, Ochein Noida, Dover,
So Rashi, Tal Toyrin Yesh Yisrael. I don't think it's that.
We don't have so much time, but I'm a voer here, Givaldig Yisoid, Rabbi Yisrael. Mavur, the whole Yisoid of Yitzhias Mitzrayim, the whole din of the Shibud Mitzrayim. The Gemara is locked. Poshib Shad, before we get to the Gemara. Poshib Shad here, Rabbi Yisrael, is here, tremendous Zag, the Gantz Yisoid, Yitzhias Mitzrayim, the Chavetz Chaim talks about Zag Dome. We talk about Lashon Hara, with this, with that. You know, it's this man, this kinnis with Lashon Hara, and that kinnis, and with the women, and this, and with the Lashon Hara. But the Maiz said, we're not oiming on this Zacha, but he said, the Chavetz Chaim, the Akdom, in the Akdom, the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, which everybody should be conveyor, but he says, man, to learn with their wives, with them, whoever they learn with, their chavruses, their roommates, instead of fighting so much and calling each other names with your mouth, you might as well learn some Lashon Hara. Of the ganze Shibud Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisrael, is due to the mitzvahs of Lashon Hara, Dal Toyrin, Lashon Hara, Ochin Noyda Adol. Pella de Gezach. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? What's the oimek here? And the Chavetz Chaim goes in, he's akdomet to say, and not only mitzvahs Mitzrayim, all the churbanos, yeah, the churban beis hamikdash, which caused us Lashon Hara, all the churbanos that we had in Klal Yisrael, by Hashemi for sure he learns. By Hashemi he learns Pashut Pshat, which is Chiddush. He learns Sinas Chino. He says Sinas Chino caused Lashon Hara, and by the reason, real reason, Lashon Hara by Hashemi. But all the Klal Yisrael was mamish destroyed to the generations by the sin of the midah of Lashon Hara. Dofti Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yisrael. Tzadik Chesem Ubeis. Says the Gemara. Sorry. Dofti Gemara. Mikro. Omer Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdi. Mikro Shenemer Nefesh Omo Omlo Loi Ki Ochal Lapiu Hu Omo B'Makom Zev Tiroso Oy Memes Loi B'Makom Ach. Omer Rav Yelozer. Kol Odom Lo Omo Nivra. The tachlis of the bria of a human being, Rabbi Yisrael, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, is la'omo. Says the Gemara, shenema ki odom la'omo yulat. That's what we came to this world. The tachlis bria sa'odom was la'omo. So after the Gemara, in your day, la'omo pen ivra and la'omo l'mlocha nivra. Kishuoyim ki yochav la'piyu avi omo la'omo pen ivra. Vadayin ani oyme im la'omo toyre im la'omo sicha. Kishuoyim la'yom shefatoraz amipicha. The Amal Torah Nivra. So after Gemara Sanhedrin, I don't know if the Amal Torah, the Amal Pel, the Amal Malacha, Tamad Loima, Ki Ocha Vlav Piyu. But in that Kufa, it's Amal HaTorah Rabbi Yisrael. The Megillah Rabbi Yisrael, it's Mayur Rebbe Rabbi Yisrael. That the Tachlu Wai Klai Yisrael was Nidoin with Misa, with terrible Gezeiros Rabbi Yisrael, Shiba Mitzrayim, with the tachlis and the brias ha'odom is la'omol, la'omol peh, la'omol toirah. La'omol toirah is not only la'omol toirah pashtis, la'omol toirah avada tefillah, la'omol toirah avada means was a shayach to be connected with the Yibayu Shalom through the peh. But it's called omol toirah by side, because it's not just speaking the words of toirah. It's Omol Torah. Nefesh Omlo Omlo Loi. The Pshat comes from a Shibud Haguf, that the body itself is Meshuvah to the Torah. Because the Peh is something that produces, it comes out from the Koyach of the Shibud of the body, of the Guf. When the Guf is Mezakeh, when the Guf is good, that Peh speaks out what it really wants. The Omol Haguf. And that's what the Gemara had out of me, Omol, so maybe it's Omol Locha. But the Omel Malach is also Mizakek. The Omel HaPeh is a Meila. The ganze Shiva Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisrael. The Tachlis of the Shiva Mitzrayim was because there was no Omel Peh anymore. Klal Yisrael, or they were Nichshal the Inyan from Lashon Hara. What's the Shlachkat of Lashon Hara, Rabbi Yisrael? Well, the Peh was Nivra, the Peh is Ruach, the Chavetz Chaim is Mazvir, the Peh is Ruach. the koyach haruach. That's the ruach, that's the koyach, that's the expression of the neshama. The peh is the expression of the neshama. And the tachlis of the peh is to bring to fruition the koyach of the neshama. When a person takes that peh and uses it for lashon hara, Rabbi Yisrael, chutz from the fact that he's using it for a davar ra, Rabbi Yisrael, but it's much worse, Rabbi Yisrael. Especially the need of dal toyer, Rabbi Yisrael. Well, we know a big yisoy, Rabbi Yisrael. The Brisker Rav says, tells us a big yisoy. The Gemara Baba Kama says, that what that there's a difference between a ganav and a ganav. The ganav pays keifa. Why? Because he's scared of also the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the ganav. I'm sorry, he's not afraid of the brush. He's afraid of humans, not afraid of the brush. The gazan, he sticks up in broad daylight. Right? He sticks you up in broad daylight. The gazan is not afraid of anybody. He doesn't. The gazan is afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Brisker Rav is mazbe the knech over here. What's the vort? Says the Brisker Rav that the vort is that the gazlon is not really thinking. This is how the broad Brisker Rav is mazbe the pshan amolek, the lo yori alukim, the tainan amolek, amolek bechmol islan. What's the big tainan amolek? Feltoch in gira shemayim. That's the tainan of lo yori alukim. Says the Brisker Rav, that's not the pshan. But lo yori alukim means that you don't make cheshboinus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're not cognizant that there's a Bari Oilam. And that's the taish of the Gaz, the Ganav. The Ganav, the Gaz that makes no cheshbonos is not such a big taina. The Ganav is making cheshbonos. Oh, who's going to see me? Who's going to see me? What about the Ribbono Shel Olam? It could be that's the same thing in Lashon Hara, but it's Lashon Hara without Torin. It's not just Stam Heret. Bittles Man Heret. The Pshat is, it's a thought out speaking. The guy is thinking of how to do Ra with his peh. That's the pshat. The peh which we created to be the makom of Kedusha, the makom of Taira, the expression of the Ruach, the expression of Omol Peh, L'Omol Peh Nivra. L'Omol Peh is the Omol Peh. The pshat is that the peh is supposed to be a pipe, an instrument to bring out the Omol HaGuf, to bring out the work of my Bar, my Machshava, to bring it out to fruition. After I was machshav in the sugya and worked it out to speak out the words of Torah through the koyach of the machshava, and when a person speaks lashon hara, it's not just stam bittel's mind. It's not sham using your pes stam. You went and you thought it out. You went. It was a thought out process. It was an omel haguf. It was an omel machshava to bring out a different ra. It's mamish pumf hakef in the metzias of us. It's a meila. That's the amicus over here, Rabbi Yisrael. Why lashon hara is so cruel? Chaim says stam using the koyach haruah, but people were saying the whole kag brias ha'odom was la'omol peh. La'omol peh means that the koyach is to be a machshava, that the peh brings to fruition of a machshava, tiva machshava, and now the peh brings it out to fruition and b'koyach ha'machshava, b'koyach ha'omol, and now it's an omol l'roh. It's an omol peh l'roh. It's not stam pattering away. It's now you see two guys talking about nonsense. I was walking there. I had to go down to to look for a deer for my daughter. We were out there, Rabbi Yisrael. So I happened to be in Ramat Eshkol, walking by a certain area over there, and I see a bunch of old Israelis guys sitting around in the middle over there by the thing. I'm listening. They look like they're arguing back and forth. What's going on? Mama's looking at Ramat Eshkol. I was trying to think, maybe it's something important. Like, you know, he's going into, what's his name, being tomorrow inaugurated, the president, maybe at least that's something important. The guy screamed, no, Barcelona is much better. Screaming back, that guy screamed, what are you talking about? This old man sitting there, what are you doing, Rabbi Yisrael? Such a, I straight on my telephone cane, Rabbi Yisrael. He comes to you, I give a commercial for, but Rabbi Yisrael, I sitting there and talking 80, 70 years away, the whole end, and I came back another fair foul there with he launched. Here we go again! Barcelona! Chazara! Sitting there schmoozing away like Mamish Hashem Yerachim. This is what they have to do in life. Rabbi Moshe Aaron Stern once, he said he once was walking by, I think the Beis Simcha area, and he heard two guys arguing. 11! He says, no, it's 12! I'm telling you, it's 11! And he goes, 12! Shamashan, they're getting really heated up. I don't know what's going on. Mom's heated up. And he said, no, I'm telling you, 11! I'll bet you anything on it. He's getting all heated up.
Moshe Einstein was a Mishkiach of the Kamis. He was talking a Yid that was Mamish Oyev Shalom, Roy Dev Shalom. He went, oh, these two men are all old men, they're arguing. He's getting heated up. Maybe I can help out. Well, what seems to be maybe I can help out? Sharon the Machloikis, how much? Maybe he thought he owes him 12 or 12 shekel, 11 shekel. What's the Machloikis? He finally got down. How many buses passed since they're sitting there? So it was the afternoon activity. No shuffleboard, it was cancelled due to lack of interest. So they went to the bus stop. 11! No, 12! This is what you're doing in your old age, Hashem Yirachem. You're arguing which daf it says, Yirach Yivet, okay, with Kevin Aaron. But when the saw that's down pitput. Pitput ba'alma. But the person in May has a machshava, and he brings it out to fruition with the omol peravoysai. There's a gant to steer to the Briya or. And therefore, Klal Yisrael needed a Zikuk Lagamri in the Choymer and the Levenim. But the Tachlis is the Kal V'Choymer. The Tachlis is the Omel Guf that we want to produce, the Omel Peh from a Kal V'Choymer. That's the Tachlis. The Tachlis of the Omel and the hard work was Tavdun Al HaRazeh that we should produce the Zikuk HaGuf, the Shibur HaGuf. That should be out to an Omel Peh. So the Choymer was really the representative of the Choymer was supposed to produce a Kal V'Choymer. But the Omel Peh, not just Stam Divrei Torah, speaking of Divrei Torah, the Omel from the Shtoyer Midos, Shatoyer Nidrashis Vahed, was the Omel Peh. And that was the whole Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisai. And that was the Tachlis to bring it out to fruition, Rabbi Yisai. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu could be, he was put in prayer, because he had the Zikuk HaGuf, Rabbi Yisai. He didn't have the regular pet. He had the Zikuk HaGuf. He went out to the Roya. He had the Zikuk HaGuf. That's the Omel HaPet. It's not just the words, Rabbi Yisai. It's the thought-provoked words. And that Moshe Rabbeinu had, he might not have the pet mamish. But the Yisoy from Yitzias Mitzrayim is not just pet, not speaking. It's the Omel HaPet, Rabbi Yisai. And the Tachlis, Rabbi Yisai, is expressed in Pesach, Rabbi Yisai. Pesach, that's the Gantz Yisoid of the Yontiv of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Speak and speak and talk, Rabbi Yisai. They once came to the Chavetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisai. They came to the Chavetz Chaim, and they asked the Chavetz Chaim that, you know, they said, you know, the Chavetz Chaim spoke so much about the Indian of Lashon Hara, how terrible it is, how devastating it is. So, you know, a person, and then he wrote a whole sefer, the law, after learning the laws, you feel you don't want to say anything. And Taka of Elchanan, Taka, he was the big Talmid, Taka, he didn't speak so much, he was more, because of, he was called a Pekoyah, but the Chavetz Chaim, though, he used to talk a lot, Rabbi Yisrael, he used to talk a lot. And he wanted to show the people, and forget, he was a Redder, he wanted to show the people you can talk. But think before you talk. Don't just stay stum, say things. The ganzi you sort of see with Zrayim is to talk, Rabbi Yisai. Mishabeach, the Rabbi Yisraelah. Talk about the Shvachim. Talk with thought about praise, about Shvach, about Gutzkeit, about the Rabbi Yisraelah's Toiv, Rabbi Yisai. To think about the Rabbi Yisraelah's Toiv and to express it through the Koyach HaPeh. That's Pesach. And forget the ganzi mitzvah denies to talk and talk. Don't stop talking. But not Rar, Chas V'Shalom. It's all Toiv, Rabbi Yisai. Because it's provoked by the machshava of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person feels towards the Baruch Hashem's Gevaldik Yetzias Mitzrayim, because they took us from the Shiva Mitzrayim. But the Tachlis was the Tavdun Al HaRazeh, was Kabbalah Satoira, was the Omel HaPeh, Rabbi Yisrael. The Klaish will be Nivra V'Chodosh with a Peh Chodosh, with a new Mitzias of Zikuk that's going to be Imamish and Mitzias of Tavdun, that the pen now could be, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that so says the Gemara, V'adayin in oime, im omol toirim, lomol sicha, lo yomish asif ator v'picho, ham yomol omol toirim, boi sa. That was the tachlis of the Tavdun of Mitzias Mitzrayim, boi sa. And this is the tachlis of boi sa, we have to come to, boi sa. You know, we buy so many swarm talk about we're holding in Shoivivim, boi sa. Shoyvivim, Rabbi Yisrael, we know is the Tikkun and the Kubbalim speak about when the Shari Tshuva, the Mishmur doesn't bring it, the Shari Tshuva brings that. Shoyvivim! Everybody talks about it. I saw Shimshon Pinkus, he was throwing his tape, he was saying, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he was an American Yankee. Shimshon Pinkus, he says, and I never heard anything about this
Shoivavim stuff. All of a sudden I came to Ezra, he came to prison. Literally every side of it, I was Shoivavim. He didn't know what he was talking about. Shoivavim, what's Shoivavim? And he got into it. Eretz Yisrael was a big Zadar. But I said, in America, they don't know about the Shoivavim stuff so much. Maybe today, he got out of it. We have communication today. So we had the Shoivavim stuff. But Rabbi said, talking about Shoivavim, Rabbi said, the Tikkun of Shoivavim, Rabbi said. We know it's Masaka, the Ian, from the Chet of Zerel, of Atola, those in Yonah, Rabbi said. And the Ian, the Masaka, doing this Kufra, Rabbi said. And the Svarim write, Rabbi said, I'm not just a big bulky in the Svarim, maybe I should be, maybe I should get into it. But Svarim write about it, Rabbi said. Svarim write, talk about it, the connection, Rabbi said, between the Bris and the Per, Rabbi said. There's two Bris, HaKadosh Meir. HaKadosh Meir, the Bris, there's a bris lamaton, there's a bris with the pe, apiyat vorm er karasi, yes, apiyat vorm eva, karasi yit chom bris. And Yosef megal himself to the brothers, what does he say? He shows them two things. He shows the bris mila, and he says, ki pi hamadab v'loshan ha-koydesh. There was two yisoyot to say that he's a helik yid, Rabbi Yisai. The yisoy of the bris, and the yisoy of the pe, Rabbi Yisai. They're going together, Rabbi Yisai. They're connected very much. The person that's not careful in those in Yonim and with his mouth, Rabbi Yisai, he's careful not to think before he just blabbers on, Rabbi Yisai. There's a lot of levatola, bitl toira, a lot of bitl in toira. We call it bitl toira, Rabbi Yisai. There's a lot of batola in those areas. His peh is blabbering on. When he doesn't use the peh, with the omel peh, it's just blabbering, Rabbi Yisai. And the mice is a big yisoid in it, Rabbi Yisai. Because the yisoid, of the Inyan, Rabbi Yisai, of the points of being Shoyma Abris, Rabbi Yisai, is the person has to understand that the Zera is a Koyach of creation. It's a Koyach of creation. That a person, every Zera has a Koyach to create a human being, Rabbi Yisai. And the Koyach of a Per, Rabbi Yisai, is also a creator. Words of Torah are created, Shidivrei Torah are created. The world was created with Diber Piv Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Piv, Rabbi Yisai. We have a Ruach Mamalo, we have a Koyach HaPeh of a Ruach Mamalo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Koyach, Rabbi Yisai, is a Koyach to create. Why is it, Rabbi Yisai? A guy gets up and gives a Gevalah to Drosha. All of a sudden, everybody's all heated. They have inspiration, Chayim. They're excited. He just says a few words, calm down. What did he do already? The Koyach is not Pasha, Rabbi Yisai. But the Koyach HaPeh is a Koyach HaRuach. That can mechaya, that can give life, Rabbi Yisai. The Chofetz Chaim brings the Chazal. He moves mechaya beyond a loshon. Chutz to the fact of saying something derogative that people are going to believe, Rabbi Yisai. But chaya is beyond a loshon. The person can mechaya somebody, Rabbi Yisai. You can mechaya a person, giving him a good word, Rabbi Yisai. You say something nice to a guy. You can mamish, make him alive. You can create a mechadosh. A guy is down, another guy comes on. How you doing? What's up? He makes him, gives him a good encouragement with the stop. What did he do anything? The guy was the same guy before him. The guy just said different toy. He spoke good to him. He gave him encouragement. But the guy is a new man. He feels good about himself. I once told the story. There was a guy at a bus stop. I think it was found in the book. Dov Brizak said this story. He was the one who learned. He was in there. He was once walking by a bus stop. He lives in the Vayak or where it was. And he saw a kid from the neighborhood was sitting at the bus stop. He already passed the bus stop. He had gone on down the street and he was moving on. All of a sudden he sees the kid. All of a sudden he thinks to himself, I didn't say anything, even hello to the kid. I didn't say anything to him. You know, he's a kid from the neighborhood. You know, it wasn't so right. I was a little my other way. You know, he turned around, went back, went over to the kid, started speaking to him, talking to him, how's it going? And get a few minutes when he left. That kid told him later on, at that time in life, that time we were sitting by the bus stop, he was taka dejected. He was thinking, you know, this life, it's not so posh. Maybe I should this, maybe I should that, maybe I should think of going off, going on. This was years later, he told him. When you came over, when you retraced your steps and came back and encouraged me, Rabbi Yisai, and he said some good words, you know what that did? It made me feel like I'm a human being again. And therefore, I decided this. It's people like that. I'm gonna stay with him and hang in there. Hang here through the tough times. The person can mechaya. Dr. Gemara in Baba Basra, he spoke about it. A person gives stocker to an ani is Baruch B'sheish. Ha-mefayisam is Baruch B'yad Aleph. You get much more brothers in mefayisam. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisai? Because the money might go. Oh, but the mefayisam, you give him a good word, Rabbi Yisai, can mechaya him! So the koyach ha-peh, the koyach of chiyos, every word that we have, a koyach ha-peh can mechaya somebody. If I can mechaya somebody, it's the same koyach as the koyach of bris of myself. And as a piyad dvorim karas yitcham bris, the koyach haTorah which mechaya the bria of myself. Every word of Torah, the person is not careful with his mouth of myself. He's not careful with that bris. Al piyporam karas yitcham bris. Hashem is Yerachem, it could lead to dinner. So I think Rabbi Yisai, if we work on Shavim, I'm sure people talk about different Zaha to work on. I don't know if they talked about to work on the Ian of Shmir Saper, Rabbi Yisai. The Shmir Saper, Rabbi Yisai, that's the first bris. The bris with the pair, that our pair should be a pair Tahor, a pair Kodosh, Rabbi Yisai. Shem Yerachem, Nivul pair, what it says, the Gemara says in Ksub Ischas. Everybody knows Kal Lama Nechlas Lachopa. Why Kal goes to Chopa? But a person benavels piv and he speaks about it. Afilu, he had a good gzeir for 70 years. Ne'apach, all of the raw. Unbelievable Gemara. He was benavel piv. He had a good gzeir. Ne'apach as Allah. Nivul per, Rabbi Yisai. He's a novel. What's novel, Rabbi Yisai? Because the piv, novel is something that's a dead. What didn't come to its fruition? That's a novella. What's a novella? It was supposed to come to fruition through a shechita. The Gemara says in Brachas, the Tachlis of the Behemoth is the Shechita. Brachas Yud Zayin. Tachlis of the Behemoth is the Shechita. That's his Tachlis. And the veil, it didn't come to fruition, Rabbi Yisai. Nivul Piv is you took the mouth, and that mouth is the Omo Peh that has to come to fruition. Divri Toyer, Divri Shvach, Divri Chiyos. And what did he do? He's menavel it. He made it a veil out of it. He said something that was disgusting, something terrible. The person has to be careful with Nivul Peh. He has to care for Lashon Hara, Rabbi Yisai. Boy, the Churban. Shibud HaGuf, we need the Shibud HaGuf, the Zik HaGuf, because the Al-Teroyin, now I understand, they don't have that Koyach HaPeh. We should be Zoych, Rabbi Yisai. This time, Rabbi Yisai. The time of Shoyvivim, Rabbi Yisai. We want to work on it. Sometimes it's hard to work. We should work on our mouths, Rabbi Yisai. Al-Kipi HaMedaber, Be'ez HaShem B'Shuzer, there'll be a Shmir HaSabris, the Bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we Zoych, Be'ez HaShem, to be zecha to the gula, this is the sefer ha-gula, the Ramban says, Shmoyis begins the sefer ha-gula, the schus, the koyach ha-peh, Rabbi Yisai, but soyak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va-peh is tohor, va-peh is kadosh, Rabbi Yisai, the koyach that we have with ha-peh, it's a different peh, Rabbi Chaim speaks about it, the reason why tefillos are not answered, because it's rusty, our mouths are rusty, it's rusty, mamish rusty, from all the toilet lashon hara, and different dvarim wrong we speak. If our mouths get cleaned, if we clean it out, Rabbi Yisai. If we're attacking the pair, Rabbi Yisai. If Eizah Hashem is baruch, our koyach of our mouth will be an unbelievable koyach. We'll tzoyer to our koyach baruch, our yishma tzakosom. They had the zika guf. Now the mouths were pure now. The koyach of tzakosom. Hashem hold the koyach of tvila. Why? The mouths were now pure after the shibit guf. They were ready for tavdun al orazeh. We should be zircha and be ready soon to bring a Mashiach to Canaan and have him in the middle. Amen.